There was a lot of controversy when the Louisiana legislature considered banning children from using cell phones in public schools across Louisiana. Ultimately, it passed and became the law of the state. Many private schools have also, and many school districts have had their own policies on it as well. And I've heard the concerns from both sides. Parents who want to be able to contact their children if they need to during the school day. Parents who are concerned about if their kids have an emergency, if, God forbid, a school shooter enters a school, that they have the ability to contact 911 or contact their parents or whoever they need to. At the same time, we've heard from educators and others who believe that cell phones have made it nearly impossible for teachers to conduct class and teach class if kids have their phones in and they have their faces stuck in their phones. So Pew Research has done a new survey to find out what's the feeling across the land about kids with cell phones at school. Monica Anderson is the Director of Internet and Technological Research for Pew. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Glad that you're here. What did you find in your latest survey about cell phone bans in schools?
I think one of the really interesting findings from the survey is that this is actually the second time we've asked these questions, and we've already seen an uptick in American support for these bans. So when we asked this question in 2024, 68% of Americans said that they supported cell phones being banned in classrooms. When we re-asked the same question recently, that number had jumped almost 10 percentage points. Almost three quarters now support a classroom ban.
Wow. I guess, did they indicate why their support for a ban has increased, or was that not part of the survey?
Well, one of the things that we had the opportunity to do is really kind of understand whether or not what type of impact people thought that these cell phone bans would have on children. And one of the things that we see across ages, other demographic groups, across party lines, is this belief that banning cell phones in school would actually be a positive thing for young people's social skills, their grades, and their behavior in class. So a lot of people's attitudes and views really relate to those kind of core things around academic performance and how they relate to each other and their teachers.
And those who still do oppose these bans, was it similar to what we've heard in the debate in the Louisiana legislature about parents concerned about not being able to contact their children if they have to tell them something about a change in the plan for their pickup or heading home, or concerns about if there's an emergency at school, a weather emergency, or God forbid, a school shooter?
For those who are opposed to these types of ban, you're exactly right. One of the biggest reasons that we heard from Americans was this belief that their parents should be able to reach their kid if they needed to. And then also this belief that when it comes to physical safety, people aren't necessarily sold on whether or not losing these phones in class would be a really good thing. Actually, only about a third of Americans said that removing cell phones from the entire school day would have a positive impact on the physical safety of students.
All right. So 74% of those surveyed support banning children from having cell phones in schools. And I know it's been very difficult for districts to figure out how to enact these bans if the children have to put their phones in their desks and their backpacks, have to put them at the teacher's desks, have to leave them in a locked box, have to put them in a bag. A lot of questions about how schools have been dealing with and enacting these bans. Anything else from your survey you can share with us about now 74% of American adults support banning cell phones in schools?
I would pick up on your last point is that, again, for those that are not in favor of these kind of bans, one of the things that a majority have said is that they just think these things would be too difficult for teachers to actually enforce.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. If you do support the ban, what do you do if there's a violation of that ban, and how serious should those punishments be? You know, I remember now all my kids are grown and out of the house now, and I'm really in many levels thankful for that because with smartphones and AI companions and all these other things that parents are having to deal with now with their kids, it seems more complicated to be a parent than ever before. But I remember if a kid was caught with a phone or any other contraband in school, it used to be the teacher'd grab it, put it in a drawer, and the parent would have to come to school and pick it up. With every kid having a cell phone now and all of these bans, it seems like that might be way over too time consuming, and you'd have long lines of parents out the door every day.
Yeah, I mean, I think enforcement is a big part of the conversation, and even thinking about what is the role of state and local government in this. And so what we see is that Americans are slightly more worried about the government being too lax in regulating than too strict. But a big share of the public, about a third, say they're just not quite sure about what the government should be doing about this.
Monica, we appreciate you doing this research and sharing it with us here on WWL. And it really is striking that we continue to see the support for such bans grow. And I got to imagine that's going to mean we're going to see more and more districts, more and more counties and parishes and states enacting bans. Here in Louisiana, all public schools are already under state law to ban children from using cell phones during the school day. So you anticipate that we're going to see that pretty much spread across the country?
Yeah, that's definitely something for us to watch, and we'll continue to poll to see what the public thinks about any of these types of changes.
Thank you, Monica. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We've been talking about a lot of different things today. And remember, if you missed any of it or want to listen back to any of it, whether it's that conversation we just had, whether it was talking early this morning about how the number of journalists in the country is dwindling rapidly. In fact, there are 75% fewer journalists now in the United States of America, and there are shrinking numbers of newspapers, shrinking numbers of TV stations doing local news, and what the future is for local news. You can go back and listen to that by going to the Odyssey app or WWL.com using the rewind function or by choosing any segment, or you can listen to the whole show or any hour of the show. We also talked with Ag Commissioner Mike Strain about the record high beef prices now. We have never paid more for a steak or a pound of ground beef, and he thinks that cost is only going to continue to skyrocket to a point where beef may become a luxury, but he's also thinking that with the prices getting so high, demand will drop, and that may bring prices down as well. But he does not expect to see an increase in cattle ranching or any of the other issues that are challenging the beef industry right now. And he's very fearful of the screw worm that is spreading across Mexico. If that gets into the U.S. cattle supply, then that would be absolutely devastating. Newell Norman's coming up next hour. What you got for us today, Newell?
Dave, we're going to visit with Rafael Goyeneche, and we'll talk about a number of issues on different cases, and also about Susan Hudson being found in contempt and investigation inside of NOPD. At 11:30, Pat Connick, state senator, joins us about some funding and financing that has been provided by the state in lieu of the amounts of money that were pulled back by the newly elected Councilman Kerner. Ron Fauché joins us to start out the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the six-month anniversary of Donald Trump's second presidency. We'll also talk a little bit about the mayor's race. Jay Green, Senior Research Fellow for Education Policy at The Heritage, will talk about where we stand in our system.
Sounds great. Newell's next. See you tomorrow at 5.